It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. 6 weeks before 18-year-old Israeli beauty queen Lenore Abarjil was crowned Miss World in 1998, she was raped at knife point. She spoke out publicly about what happened, and her ordeal is the subject of the documentary Brave Miss World. Here is a sound clip from the film.
I never wanted to be in pageants, but the price was a trip to Thailand and a new car.
I won the car before I had the license, so for me it was like heaven.
But then everything changed.
World 1998, Miss Israel!
I was raped in Milan, Italy, just 7 weeks before the Miss World contest. When my name was announced as the winner, I began to understand my mission and that it had chosen me. I planned to travel to different countries in the hopes of helping other survivors and encouraging them not to stay silent, not to feel ashamed, and not to blame themselves. The more we talk about it, the more we can encourage each other to report and press charges.
It would be nice to talk about it, but I'm scared to bring it up.
There is nothing to be scared of because the worst thing had already happened. Let's put it this way.
When I started, I thought I'm going to save the world.
Those are clips from the documentary Brave Miss World. The film is part of the Jewish Film Festival, which will host Ms. Abarjil and show Brave Miss World Thursday at 6:30 at Rodef Shalom in Shadyside. I'm joined now by phone by the director of Brave Miss World, Cecilia Peck, the daughter of Academy Award-winning actor Gregory Peck. And she is scheduled to join us, but we are still trying to get her on the phone. So in the meantime, with us in Studio A is Allison Hall. She is Executive Director of Pittsburgh Action Against Rape. Allison Hall, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Paul.
And if you have a comment or question for either of our guests, you can join us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address, esspgh@wesa.fm. And you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Again, the number, 412-246-2002. Allison Hall, how difficult is it for a rape victim to open up and talk about what's happened to them?
It can be very difficult. Number one, the number one reason victims don't come forward is their fear that they will not be believed. And unfortunately, sometimes that does happen. Once you also come forward, you start to potentially relive the trauma. And things are really never the same once that's opened up.
Does your organization encourage women to tell their story, even though they may be reluctant to share details, not only with law enforcement officials, but perhaps with members of their own family?
Yes, we do. We encourage them to talk to the police, especially right after a recent rape, because you want the details to be fresh. And also tell them that, you know, if they decide not to go forward with the charges, that's fine as well, because it is a victim's choice. Once somebody is raped and assaulted, they had no choice in that, and their choices were taken away. So we do encourage people to talk about it. Number one, it's also a way to hold offenders accountable. I mean, we want ultimately as a community to have these offenders caught and held accountable for their crimes because they are committing crimes.
And part of why we should have understanding about the reluctance that some women, and it's not just women, but that any rape victim has to open up about and talk about exactly what happened to them is that there is an unofficial record of very mixed reactions. Sometimes relatives are supportive, and sometimes they're not, are they?
No, we're not. 40 years ago, there was a term called rape culture. And I would like to think that has changed.
What does that mean?
Rape culture is a culture or an atmosphere where victims are blamed. Well, what was she wearing? Why was she out at 2 o'clock? Why did she drink that much? Why would somebody put themselves in that position where, you know, we tolerate that as opposed to it's not the victim's fault. It's never the victim's fault. You know, why would it matter what somebody was wearing to be raped? I mean, somebody made a conscious effort to commit that crime. And I think the focus should be while on the victim and support that victim. But let's not forget that a perpetrator committed a crime.
My understanding about the story that is told in the documentary Brave Miss World about Israeli beauty queen Lenore Abarjil was that she was working just before she was crowned Miss World in 1998. She was working in Milan, working as a fashion model, and that's when she was raped. How common is that circumstance for women who are physically attractive, who are working in, say, fashion shows or lingerie shows? We don't seem to hear about it much, but this is what happened to Miss Abarjil. How often does it happen to others?
Every 2 minutes in America, someone is raped. It happens all the time. People don't want to talk about it because this is a subject. It's dark. It's a very lonely journey for people who are raped. And then we go back to, am I going to be believed? I applaud Lenore. I mean, her story is incredible. I've seen the film. It's a testament to her strength as a victim and her family and the support network she had. They really all should be held as role models. This is what people should do. Her mother never wavered in her belief of her. It's not your fault. How can I help you? It's an amazing story.
And I guess part of what is revealing about this story is that, you know, what we often hear about when a rape occurs, it's in a dark place, it's in a secluded area, someone is victimized in that setting. But here in this world of models who are trying to make a living or trying to make a name for themselves, that somewhere close to those bright lights, the same thing that can happen.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And most of the time it happens with somebody that you are acquainted with or someone that, you know, the victim trusted. In this case, I know that she was actually referred to this travel agency by somebody that another model or somebody else in that industry. So, you know, if you're talking about, you know, the stranger jumping out of the bushes, you know, that's 10% of the time. And I'm not minimizing that because that happens. However, most of the time, again, it's somebody that the victim knows or is acquainted with.
It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA. And we are talking here in Studio A with Allison Hall. She is Executive Director of Pittsburgh Action Against Rape. And we're talking about the film that is coming to Pittsburgh in 2 days. It is a documentary called Brave Miss World, and it is showing in Pittsburgh as part of the Jewish Film Festival. The festival will host Ms. Abarjil, Israeli beauty queen Lenore Abarjil, who tells the story of being raped at knife point in 1998, shortly before she was crowned Miss World. The documentary Brave Miss World will show this Thursday at 6:30 at Rodef Shalom in Shadyside, and we were scheduled to have the director of the documentary, Cecilia Peck, joining us. Hopefully she will be able to join us as well. But in the meantime, we'll take your calls and questions with Allison Hall here at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address, esspgh@wesa.fm. And again, you can reach us on Twitter at ESSPGH, and follow the conversation at #EPLive. How much do you think that this film will open up people's eyes to this whole situation, Allison?
The film is a great film. I hope that it empowers victims to come forward to talk about what happened to them because victims have to heal. And one of the first steps to that is actually admitting that it happened.
And we are now joined by the director of the film, Cecilia Peck. She is the daughter of the Academy Award-winning actor Gregory Peck. Cecilia Peck, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. And hello, Allison.
Hi, Cecilia.
How did you become acquainted with Lenore Abarjil and her story?
When Lenore decided to speak out about rape, she came looking for a women filmmaking team to document her journey, to tell her story and speak to other women. She had seen a film that I co-directed with Barbara Koppel called Shut Up and Sing, which was playing in theaters at the time, and she wanted her story to have that same kind of immediacy and take the audience on a journey. So she actually found me.
I mentioned that Ms. Abargil was raped in Milan, Italy, roughly 6 weeks before being crowned Miss World. In the interim, she kept this incident to herself. What did she say about what those 6 weeks were like?
Well, starting from the rape, and it was a very violent, brutal abduction and rape crime from which she managed to escape with her life brilliantly, and the story of which is told in the film. But she called her mother that night from Milan, Italy, and told her what happened, said, "Mom, this man raped me, he tried to kill me." And her mother said, "Lenore, don't take a shower. Just go to the police and go to the hospital, and we're going to help you." So that started a chain of events that enabled Lenore to collect DNA evidence and eventually get the rapist convicted. But in the meantime, she had to go and compete in Miss World in trauma, and to her utter shock, ended up winning the crown. And the footage of her with her tears streaming down her face as she's being crowned tells a story that no one else knew. But she vowed to herself that night to one day tell her story and speak out to other survivors. And then it took her a long period of healing to become ready to speak out. And even so, I think it was a much harder journey than she anticipated, because talking about her rape and hearing other stories did trigger her own trauma over and over.
And Cecilia, how did you decide how to go about telling Lenore's story?
Well, once I began researching the subject of rape and realizing how prevalent it is, and how many people we all know who have survived rape, whether it's domestic rape or date rape or, you know, rape crime, I just didn't want anyone I knew to think they didn't know someone who'd been raped, because we all do. And I wanted to help shed light on this subject. The film is about the bravery it takes to seek justice, but it really, I think, says that you can pick up the pieces. It takes work and it takes a strong support system. But I feel like it's one of the most important films I could ever do.
And you feature other famous women telling their stories in your film. People that I was surprised at some of the famous women who came forward. Would you care to share with us who some of those women were?
Yes, well, at one point in her campaign, I need to reach out to some more prominent women so they can help me take this story forward. And one of the women who found out about the project and agreed to help was Joan Collins, who looked straight into the camera and said, "I was raped when I was 17 years old." And she tells the story of dating an older man. He gave her a drink that obviously had something in it. And the next thing she knew, she woke up and he was on top of her, raping her. And she ended up marrying him because he took her virginity. She felt very ashamed. She thought it's what she had to do. And she ended up in a very abusive marriage for several years. But she'd never told the story on camera before, and it's extremely moving. And also, Fran Drescher speaks out about her rape crime, and Fran is also incredibly eloquent and moving. And once they came aboard and started tweeting about it, and we were able to get the message out further because we had women like that who were willing to speak out in our film, it really helped our campaign grow.
And we're just about out of time, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you how your father, who was a great actor, Gregory Peck, how he certainly knew how to tell a story on film. How did his influence help you in making this particular documentary?
My father really cared issues of social justice, and he was able to get films made that he really believed in, like To Kill a Mockingbird and Like Gentleman's Agreement. And I hope I'm following in his footsteps. None of these films can be made alone. On this one, I had an incredible filmmaking partner, the film's editor, Inval Lesner, who helped me tell the story, and all the funders and our Indiegogo campaign and the people who came on to join us and help get it made. But with social issue films, you have to fight really hard. And I really believe that Brave Miss World can make an impact. And our website, bravemissworld.com, has become a really important nexus for survivors to speak out and seek resources.
We've been talking with Cecilia Peck. She is the director of Brave Miss World, which is showing on Thursday at 6:30 at Rodef Shalom in Shadyside as part of the Jewish Film Festival. And also joining us in studio, Allison Hall, executive director of Pittsburgh Action Against Rape. Thanks to both of you for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And coming up, the business of April Fool's Day. That's next here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.